or someone listening to this message, it is the commencement of a journey to destiny. For someone else, it is a confirmation. For yet another, it is a continuation of a journey to destiny. As you listen to the senior pastor, Daystar Christian Center, Pastor Sam Adeyemi, the word will work wonders in you and for you.
Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. From one verse of the Bible, we are trying to unlock the codes for success. We started this out 2 weeks ago, and it's getting exciting. Has it been any blessing to you? Oh, I've been enjoying this. So we'll start from Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Let's all read it together. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Our discussion today is titled Meditation for Promotion. Meditation for Promotion. We started out from this book. We said, the God of the Bible is a God of the book and a God of books. If you will succeed God's way, you must value information, because information is the key to transformation. Then we moved on to the law. The God of the Bible is a God of principles. There's tremendous power in principles. The law of gravity makes it predictable. If you throw something up, it will come down. Absolutely predictable. And every aspect of our lives can become that predictable when we align with God's principles. Last week, we discussed on your mouth. Because it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. So we align our words with God's principles. We learn to say what God said the way God would say it. There's creative power in words. You don't rise beyond the quality of your words. So we can literally change the direction of our lives and change our circumstances by changing our vocabulary. And today we move on to the next phase. But you shall meditate in it day and night. If God asks you to do something, day and night, that will impact on your success, you should pay attention to it. Because that becomes a significant part of your job description. If God says there's something you need to do, and you need to do it day and night, that means it's priority. Whatever it is you do in the course of a day, if you don't do that thing, it means you are not willing to succeed God's way yet. Meditation is very important. The word meditate is from the Hebrew words hagah and hagut. H-A-G-A-H is hagah. Hagut is H-A-G-U-T-H. In the Old Testament, in the New Testament, which was written in Greek, it's meletao. But all those words mean to think deeply. Meditation is to think deeply. It means to muse. And musing is thinking deeply. It means to reflect. Reflecting is when you roll back in your mind either what you heard or what you saw or what you experienced one way or the other, with a view to gaining insight or understanding, reflecting. Now, this is important. Meditation also means to mutter to yourself, to mutter, to whisper or mutter to yourself. So the people who did it in Bible days, it's either they were in a quiet place where they could think deeply, or they would mutter to themselves. In fact, when they read the scriptures, Some would mutter under their breath, "This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate in it day and night." Because it was a very important aspect in programming yourself on the inside. We call it soliloquy, right? To soliloquize, to talk to yourself. Good. Bear those in mind as we go on. I will express it this way. Meditation is tuning in to the frequency of the spiritual world, to the point where you capture inspired thoughts. Meditation is tuning in to the frequency of the spiritual world, to the point where you capture inspired thoughts. The place where you engage the spiritual world is in the realm of thought. The place where you make contact with the spiritual world and you are able to download from the spiritual world is in the realm of thought. Cultures that do not value thought don't make progress. I describe it as tuning, because when you want to pick a TV signal or you want to pick a signal on radio, you tune. You scan or tune, or on your remote, you pick channels. And eventually, when you get the gadget on the right frequency, you get sound, isn't it? And you get pictures if it's video or TV. When you get on the right frequency, then the information comes through. So it's the same thing when we engage the spiritual world. When we get on the right frequency, the ideas come, the thoughts come, the visions come, the dreams come. I believe that meditation is the process for us to get into that state. Stay with me. Psalm 39, verse 3. Psalm 39, verse 3. The psalmist said, "My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned." In the New International Version, it says, "My heart grew hot within me. While I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue." I like that. I like this. While I was meditating, while I was musing, while I was reflecting, while I was thinking deeply, he said, the fire burned. That's how he described it. The fire burned. What an experience. An igniting moment. What some people call an aha moment. A moment when you gain insight. You see, the point is, when God transfers his thoughts into your heart or into your mind, it won't be the same effect as when a human being talks to you. You know, in Jeremiah 20, is it verse 9 now? Jeremiah said, his word was like fire in my bones. In Luke 24, two disciples of Jesus were walking on the road to a city called Emmaus, and it was just after the resurrection of Jesus. Most of his disciples had not seen him. So these two people were walking on the road, discussing about what had happened, how Jesus had been crucified. So Jesus caught up with them. So the Bible says that Jesus asked them, "What are you guys talking about?" They said, "Are you a stranger around here? Aren't you aware of all the things that happened? And the Bible says that beginning from Moses, Jesus expounded to them from scriptures things about himself. They still didn't know him until they got into the house. They persuaded him to come stay with them. They said when they sat down at the table, when he took the bread and broke it, they said their eyes were opened. They recognized him. Then he vanished. But they made a very interesting statement. They said, "Did our heart not burn within us when he spoke with us by the way?" That's how you recognize it's God talking to you. It's not the same as a human being speaking. There'll be something. There'll be a sensation. That's what this man is describing. "My heart was hot. While I meditated, the fire burned." This is God transferring his own thoughts, his own perspective about an issue into your heart. He doesn't see things the way you see them. Am I right? You see the situation, he sees the end. That's why Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. When he speaks, faith will come into your spirit, because you will see it the way he sees it. In the physical, you see sickness, he sees the healing. That's what he will show you. Amen. There is lack in the physical, he shows you abundance. That's faith. You are single, he shows you married. Shows you a picture of yourself married. Faith comes into your spirit. This is the experience. This should be the result of meditation. Meditation moves you from information to understanding. Meditation moves you from information to understanding. When you reflect deeply, all of a sudden, you gain insight. You get to see how things work. You learn deep lessons. Through natural phenomena, God transfers to you spiritual understanding, spiritual information. Example, Proverbs chapter 6, if you read verses 6 to 10. Solomon either stands or sits looking at ants. Ants. And he gets some flashes of inspiration. So he writes there, go to the ant, you this sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. He? So the day I was meditating on the passage, it was like, whoa, ant, fine. He says, she gathers her food in the summer. She doesn't lack food. You this lazy man. Ah. So I reflected on it. Then I took my pen and I wrote there on my Bible, what is the size of the brain of an ant? For them to ask a human being to look at an ant to get sense, say, Haba, if an ant can organize itself in a way that it can find food to eat, God forbid that I shouldn't be able to think and find a way to get food to eat. What is the size of the brain of an ant? Any new Bible I buy, any time I read the Bible and get to that passage, I remember that question. It came through reflection. Okay? Genesis 39. One day I was reading. Genesis 39. Verse 1 describes how Potiphar, a military officer in Egypt, bought Joseph in the market. Bought him as a slave. Verse 2 says, and the Lord was with Joseph. I was reading it in the King James Version that day. It says, and he was a prosperous man. You know, the New King James Version says, and he was a successful man. It says, and he was a prosperous man. I got stranded. Remember, I was meditating. Some people just read. Reading and meditating are two different levels. I was meditating. I wanted to get the juice from the scriptures. So I read it again. So verse 1. You know. Hey, verse 1. And Joseph, you know, was taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, you know, and the captain of the guard, you know, of the an Egyptian, they said, bought him from the hands of the Ishmaelites. Okay, so he bought him. He did not employ him. He bought him. Thank you. Verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. I said, Lord, pause. It's not adding up. He was not an employee. He was not entitled to a salary. I said, Lord, where did he get the prosperity from? Verse 1 said that they bought someone in the market like a piece of furniture. You now say he was a prosperous man. From where? I said, Lord, it is not adding up. He said, read it again. No problem. Potiphar bought Joseph from the hands of the Ishmaelites. Fine. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous. I said, Lord, it's still not adding up. See, this guy couldn't own a bank account. If he owned a bank account, himself and the account would be the property of Potiphar. So I said, where did he get the prosperity from? The only thing is, I always know that God is right. So if it's confusing, it's my problem. And usually what I do is then I go over it slowly. So I went slowly. And the Lord was with Joseph. Yes. And he was, Holy Spirit said, stop. He said, I didn't say that he had prosperity. I said he was. His current situation, status, circumstances on the outside was slave. Holy Spirit said that was his circumstances. That was not who he was. Inside him, he was still palace material. But that was the dream he told his father and his brothers that he had. One day, I'll be a leader. And people will be bowing down to me. That was who he was. So Holy Spirit said, who you are is not essentially where you are. Ah! So you know what that did to me that day? Disconnected my identity from my circumstances. Thank you, Jesus. Where I am is where I am on the way to where I'm going. That's not who I am. Tell the person sitting next to you, you don't know me. Where I am today is where I am, but that's not who I am. Inside me, I'm way ahead. I am who God says I am. I'm the fulfillment of the vision that God gave me. Did you hear me say amen? Amen. I'm just describing the fact that meditation moves you from information to understanding. And understanding is the foundation for application. Understanding is the foundation for application. Until you understand it, you can't apply it to get results. That's why people hear many things in church and they don't produce any fruit in their lives. Some people read books, the books can't change their lives. Some people go to school, the school won't change their lives, education won't change their lives because they don't have understanding. Meditation moves you from information to understanding. Understanding is the foundation for application. Good. So there's a man in the Bible called Isaac. Genesis 24:63 says, and Isaac rose up in the evening and went to the field, and there he meditated, or he was meditating. Amazing. I love it. One of the patriarchs in the Bible made meditation part of his to-do list for that day. If God said that it is when you do this thing day and night that you will become prosperous and successful, then it's got to be in your to-do list. In Genesis 26, verses 12 to 14, the Bible says that Isaac sowed in that land that same year, and he reaped 100-fold. Verse 13 says, and the man prospered and went on prospering until he became very prosperous. And verse 14 says that the Philistines envied him. The Philistines envied him. You will understand why. He was a farmer, but not any other kind of farmer. He did supernatural farming. So Isaac, after planting crops like everybody else, he will take time during the evening or some other time to go to his farm and to look at the crops he had planted and to connect with the supernatural world to do his farming. You can't introduce God ideas into your farm or your business and something will not show up there. He got extraordinary results. Anyway, back to the Genesis 24:63. I think his meditation or his dreaming that day was more than farming. Because his dad had sent a servant to go get a wife for him. You know, from their country. So I think Isaac was dreaming of his bride. He had never seen her before. No Instagram, no email, no. He had to capture her in the spirit. Because meditation helps your intuition. You know the amazing thing there in Genesis 24? As he was meditating, the Bible says that he lifted up his eyes and saw the servant and his wife approaching. Amazing. Amazing. Amazing experience where the dream becomes reality on the spot. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You remember someone? You remember someone? The secrets of the blessed man. It says from verse 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. The counsel, the thoughts, the ideas of the ungodly. Does not run only with human ideas. Does not stand in the way of sinners. Does not sit in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he does what? He meditates day and night. What will be the result in verse 3? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in a season. His leaf also shall never wither. And whatever he does, come on. He is like a tree planted by the rivers of water. What's the advantage of that tree? It has access to water nonstop. So the ideas that flow to you, inspired ideas, the revelations, the dreams, the thoughts that flow through you, those are the things that cause you to flourish like as a Christian. He's like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in a season. He will bring forth fruit. He will produce results. His leaf will not wither. And I'm sure you know the blessing of the Lord makes rich. It does not have sorrow. The blessing of the Lord is not the kind that you hide. You'll be hiding around when God's not told you to hide. Because there are some people whom God has blessed who are taking, enjoying the blessings of God with fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound. Anything that introduces fear is devilish. The blessing of the Lord makes rich. It adds no sorrow with it. When it is from God, it is unstoppable. When an idea is from God, it is what? Unstoppable. So, he brings forth his fruit in a season. His leaf also shall never wither. With God, you will never have a better yesterday. You won't have a better last year. The path of the just is like a shining light. Proverbs 4:18, it shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Continuous improvement. You go up, you'll never come down. You go forward, you're not coming back. His leaf also shall never wither. And whatever he does, absolutely guaranteed. Absolutely guaranteed. Isaiah 55, verse 8, 9, 10. For my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. As the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. And God said, as the rain comes down from heaven, and the snow, and water the earth, and cause it to bud and bring forth. He said, so shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void. If the idea is from God, it is unstoppable. It will produce results on this planet. Let me add this and close. There are people who understand this principle. Meditation, opportunity to connect with the spiritual world, download inspired ideas. But they connect with the negative spiritual world. And they get inspired ideas. And because those ideas are backed by spiritual power, they produce results. It's the foundation of witchcraft, sorcery. That's what false prophets use. That's why when you experience them, it feels real. Because they truly are connecting with the spiritual world. So they can get information that nobody could have told them. So when they tell you something about your life, and it is accurate, that's what they use to hook you. Because then you will believe everything else that comes after that. So you need to be sensitive. Amen. Amen. Jesus said some people would come and say, did we not work miracles in your name? Some people are going to do miracles, do signs, tell you things nobody else could have told them, and they'll be sharp. But they are getting theirs from Satan. And God said, Jesus said, there'll be a lot of deception on the last days. Let me read to you from scriptures about them, from Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19. And I'll shut this down. Isaiah 8 from verse 19. I'll read it from the Message Bible so we can understand the English more easily. Isaiah chapter 8 from verse 19, Message Bible. It says, when people tell you, try out the fortune tellers, consult the spiritualists, why not tap into the spirit world, get in touch with the dead, tell them, no, we are going to study the scriptures. People who try the other ways get nowhere, a dead end. Frustrated and famished, they try one thing after another. When nothing works out, they get angry, cursing first this God and then that one, looking this way and that, up, down, and sideways, and seeking and seeing nothing. A blank wall, an empty hole, they end up in the dark with nothing. People who seek the negative, supernatural, will eventually get stranded. But chapter 9 from verse 1. But there will be no darkness for those who were in trouble. This is a promise for us. Earlier, he did bring the lands of Zebulun and Naphtali into disrepute, but the time is coming when he will make that whole area glorious. The road along the sea, the country past the Jordan, international Galilee. These are just figures of speech. In other words, if you lacked before, you will experience abundance. Amen. If you experience shame, God will turn it to fame. Amen. So verse 2 says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For those who lived in the land of deep shadows, light, some burst of light. Thank you, Jesus. That's your testimony this morning. Amen. I said, that's your testimony this morning. Amen. The days of mental barrenness are over. Amen. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. I said, once in a while, I ask God, why do I think the way I think? Because I know I didn't used to think like this before. My mind was slow. I didn't have this quality of ideas before. Where is this coming from? Job 32 verse 8 says, there's a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. See, on the day of Pentecost. Now, in Galatians 5:20, the Bible lists the works of the flesh. And one of it is witchcraft. Galatians 5:20, witchcraft. Witchcraft there is translated from the Greek word pharmakia. The pharma is P-H-A-R-M-A, from which you have pharmacy. That's what's translated witchcraft. Yes, because there are psychedelic drugs. Because there are drugs that are ASC. They have the power to alter your state of consciousness. People wonder, why is the use of hard drugs prevalent? Why is it so? What's the big deal about it? Didn't they say it's destructive? First, it calms you down. Two, puts you on that frequency where you see things and you hear things. Okay, you don't need to try cocaine. Drink alcohol very well. You will get there. You will get to that point where you will see people you knew before, you will not recognize them. And then you will see people you never met before, you will think they are your friends and be smiling at them. Like this drama I watched on TV, and this guy was going home, he was drunk, and it was an electric pole. They go ahead and say, get out. Did you hear me? I said, get out, see? An electric pole had turned into a human being. Now, when you are in that state, you capture creative thoughts. Some of the most creative people in the creative industry use drugs. Because when they are there, they capture. Now, that's what witches use, sorcerers. That's what the herbalists use, okay? It's either drugs or they understand meditation. The important thing is this. In the Bible, God banned the use of drugs. He banned witchcraft because witchcraft is tied. Some of those people just take herbs. Then it wasn't processed like we have cocaine now or LSD. It was just herbs. But they knew that when they got into that state, they captured things. When they told you things about yourself, you must believe them. God banned all that. Why would you use drugs, the fake thing, when the original is there? When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, He gives you exactly the same effect with no hangovers. Ephesians 5:18 says, don't be filled with wine where there is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. You know what happened on the day of Pentecost? You remember? That when people came out from town and saw these people speaking in tongues and saying crazy, what did they say? They said, these guys are filled with... No, they didn't say wine. New wine. New one with active
active ingredients.
That's it. So when the Spirit of God is inside you, your mind will function the way it will not function normally. That's a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. This is something you have to do daily. If you want divine ideas to flow in your life, if you want succeeding God's way to be a constant thing, if you want to walk with divine ideas, ideas that cannot be stopped, not even by a negative economy, this is where to live. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the heavens open over you today. I said the heavens open over you today. Some people do 99% human thought, only one inspired thought. I prophesy from today you will enjoy 100% inspired thoughts. I prophesy for you in the name of Jesus Christ that the Holy Spirit will open your understanding. When you look at natural phenomena, you will download spiritual information. Jesus looked at people's farms, he got spiritual ideas. He looked at water, he got spiritual ideas. Looked at money, got spiritual ideas. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ that the Holy Spirit will open your eyes. Amen. The eyes of your understanding. Amen. You will capture visions with ease. Capture dreams of your destiny with ease. Capture solutions with ease. Where you saw problems before, you will see solutions easily. In the mighty name of Jesus. I prophesy therefore that your results will become extraordinary from here. What could stop you before cannot stop you anymore. Amen. Lack that could stop you cannot stop you anymore. Amen. What was difficult has become easy from now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And you will enjoy favor. Amen. And the Lord was walking with them, confirming his word with signs following. Mark 16:20. So if it is from God, God will be watching over it to confirm it. So I prophesy, as you receive divine ideas, God will show up. As you apply divine ideas, God will show up. As you say what God showed you, God will show up. You will get God-sized results. In the mighty name of Jesus. For someone, the story has changed. Favor is working for you now. As I'm prophesying over you now, someone is remembering you outside. Because things are changing for you now. Someone will be amazed. The few days left in this year, the provision that will come to you will be amazing. What was difficult the whole year will be easy the last 2 weeks. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for the person present here who says, Pastor Sam, my relationship with God is not okay. How will all this work? My relationship with God is not okay in the first place. So I want to pray with you as we receive forgiveness of sins. God sent Jesus to die for our sins on the cross. It is sin that separates us from God. So if you're that honest person, can you please put your hand on your heart? I can't be lying before God. I'm a sinner. Every human being was born a sinner. But someday you hear the truth and you have to make up your mind. Can you please put your hand on your heart? Pastor, pray with me as I receive forgiveness of sins from God. If you're watching on the internet, you may also put your hand on your heart as we pray, and God bless you. Perhaps you've even been a Christian before, but you've backslidden into sin. If Jesus comes now, you're not absolutely certain you will make heaven. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Also put your hand on your heart, and God bless you for your honesty. If your hand is on your heart for this prayer, can you please stand by your chair where you are? We'll be done in 1 minute or less. Can you please stand? God bless you. It's our Christmas service. What a day to come to church and what a day to make a decision like this, because that's why Jesus came. God bless you. I should encourage you. People who don't make up their minds don't make a headway. It's people who decide. I decided like you are doing now. If you need to stand up and let's pray together. God bless you. If you're standing, please say this prayer after me. Dear God, I believe that Jesus paid for my sins. I ask you to forgive me and to accept me as your child, in Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Lord, we thank you for our brothers and sisters who are standing, and perhaps there's someone watching on the internet also. Thank you because we know you've answered their prayers. Their sins are forgiven. The nature of sin is removed from them. Your nature is in them now. Thank you for this miracle of change. Teach them to know you, Lord. Teach them to love you and to serve you the rest of their lives, in Jesus' name.
We believe that the wonders of the Word of God have begun. For additional information, call 01793-7415 or 01815-1435 or email us at contactus@daystarng.org.
Join us for any of our four services at 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 10 a.m., and 11:30 a.m. at Plot A3C, Ikosi Road, Oregun, Lagos, Nigeria. You could also visit our website at www.daystarng.org.
Or watch the church service at www.daystarng.tv. You are destined to succeed. You will succeed.